If we're a follower of the meteorological seasons, then spring will arrive in just 19 days' time, on the 1st of March. But if we prefer that spring starts at the equinox, when the hours of night and day are equal, then this year it will arrive on the 20th of March, at 3:06 a.m. to be precise. But whatever our preference, spring is the time of year when fresh new leaves appear on plants, releasing the semiochemicals that inform dormant herbivores that it's time to wake up. And one of the first bugs we're likely to find on our plants will be aphids, the sap-sucking green fly and black fly that, for most species, will have hatched from eggs that had been laid at the end of last summer. But if we now see them appearing on our garden plants, is it best to remove them and prevent a larger infestation developing? Well, if we want to attract a diverse range of wildlife to our gardens each year, then maybe not just yet. Because in nature, the early appearance of plant bugs such as aphids is the vital first step in creating and sustaining a balanced ecosystem. Since whilst they feed on the plants, they provide essential food for the many different species of insectivores that will also start to appear again in the spring. Species that might struggle to survive without an abundance of aphids to eat. However, for aphids to endure life at the bottom of the food chain, as they've done for nearly 300 million years, they've had to evolve an effective system for reproducing faster than they were being killed by the creatures that ate them. A system which entails the aphids that hatch from overwintering eggs being all wingless females that soon begin giving birth to live young without having to mate. And already developing inside those newborn aphids will be another generation of aphids that will already have their progeny developing inside them too. A reproduction process so effective that in the absence of natural predation would allow aphid colonies to grow at a truly phenomenal rate. In fact, someone somewhere calculated that if every aphid survived from a single individual over a typical growing season, its progeny would number 600 billion, which lined up head to tail, would encircle the world three times. So it's certainly good to know that there are so many creatures that depend on aphids as a vital food source and suppress their numbers each year. And that if we allow these predators to increase their numbers in our gardens by not eradicating the first aphids of spring, then throughout the summer months, aphid infestations could be maintained naturally at plant-safe levels, just as we'll see when we're out in the countryside.